Coming off a weekend, well, it's always a full list of these.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Because they walk amongst us. Or maybe they run amongst us. It is why we can't have nice things. And coming off the Cowtown Marathon, which we were just talking about, both on Saturday and yesterday. Going on yesterday over there in Atlanta was the U.S. Half Marathon Championships.
Oh.
Yeah, you win these things. These are qualifying events to get on Team USA. It was a big deal. And the lead pack with the favorites were running ahead and separating themselves at about after the 12-mile mark. In fact, you had race leader Jess McClain and two behind her. And these were all expected to be the podium getters going into this. Emma Grace Hurley and Edna Kurgat. That is your top three. They were leading quite a ways. And then all of a sudden, Jess makes a U-turn in the middle of the road, and a few seconds behind her, Emma and then Edna, they appear to be confused, but they did the same thing. And those three runners were led off course by the lead vehicle, which ultimately cost them 2 minutes to their time. Your top three finishers would then go to finish 9th, 12th, and 13th because of this.
Dear.
And they lost out on spots on making Team USA, as the top three in the race are eligible for the World Road Running Championships in September. They filed a grievance and a protest that was denied, even though the race marathon people did accept responsibility for that. Run them out of town.
Well, you know, there are lots of things that you can do to improve your athletic game. I know this is sports director here at Hank FM, Ryan Lambert of the Mets. Well, it's not practice, training, weights, or cardio, JB. It is eggs. He ate 30 raw ones every day to increase his pitching speed. His fastball now at over 100 miles an hour. Ooh. And he went from being cut at college to the majors. But his breath is terrible.
Yeah, he's probably running somewhere else, too, pretty quickly.
Good Lord. Well,
all right, go get him there. Let's go back to Atlanta. And police there in Atlanta have kindly asked parents to double-check the lunches that they pack for their kids. After one kid came to school late last week with a martini just to wash down a midday snack.
Hey.
South Fulton Police Department released a picture of what, at a quick glance, kind of looked like a normal school lunch, but that wasn't a Capri Sun, ladies and gentlemen. No, the aluminum can wasn't juice, soda, or anything else. It was a can of lemon martini made with vodka, triple sec, and lemon juice, according to its label. Yeah. The local PD said, I think this is a better, not lunch for a kid, but maybe a parent had a long night starter pack. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Desperate times call for desperate measures. What is a girl to do if she has no teeth? Well, Catherine Nicole Rivera is not playing around. She went through a vehicle and ransacked it outside a Fort Myers, Florida gym, where she found a nice set of gold dentures. She helped herself but did get caught. She's now facing charges of burglary, grand theft. And what's going to happen to those teeth? I mean, who wants them back?
Yeah, you can't go taking people's grills, y'all. Dum, 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 dum. Well, a man might do 90 years in prison for buying taco seasoning. Let's go to Florida. 39-year-old Floridian Keith Wallace has been arrested for kind of a bizarre scheme that worked for a while. While he was stealing from the self-checkout at a Target, see, Keith would grab multiple large boxes of trading cards, as well as an equal number of 99-cent taco seasoning packs. He'd go to the self-checkout and would only pay for the seasoning packs. They didn't say what type of cards they were, but evidently the theft cost Target over $10,000. Authorities say Keith generated almost $40,000 in revenue from selling the stolen cards online. He committed at least 75 thefts at multiple Target locations doing this, and honestly may have done it at other stores too. But he's been charged with two counts of felony organized retail theft three counts of dealing in stolen property, and then one count of felony money laundering. That all adds up. Taco seasoning to about 90 years.
Dum, 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 dum,
ouch.
Dum.
Yeah, spicy.
So you remember the snake incident at the Buckner Abode?
I'll never forget.
2025,
still
Penelope.
Can't sleep at night.
Yeah, the attack cat saved you from impending death.
No doubt.
Well, some friends in Australia may need her services. A snake catcher from Queensland got called out in the middle of the night when a resident found a carpet python in their bathroom. Apparently, it snuck in during the day, then fell through the roof. Or they say that someone could be a witch. Transform themselves into a
that's
snake,
it.
Which
that's
I don't know. I don't think
that's
not how it went.
That's
Penelope,
line one. And then finally, the state of Washington, Washington State Department of Licensing, which is who issues all their permits and stuff like that. Well, they have, over the last year, started using AI to handle its automated service over the phone. And you know, when you call one of these things, it's, you know, press one or hang on the line for English, press two for Spanish. Well, callers who did press two did not actually get Spanish. They instead got an AI voice that's speaking very much in English with a heavily and kind of offensive Spanish accent.
Oh, dear.
Naturally, some people complain while others just found it kind of hilarious. The agency of Washington State has apologized, saying it's fixed the problem. It does speak actual Spanish now. They blame the error on staffing issues. Well, if you'd hire real people.
Dum, 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 dum.
La mejor música.
Exactly.
Say.